Welcome to the Unapologetics Podcast. We're here, we are unapologetically Black, unapologetically Christian, and unapologetically me, with no apologies.
Yeah! Hey! What's up? It's going down! You feel me? So, we don't have like mics.
We got these mics.
Yeah, don't have the loud projection ones. So we just gonna try to talk a bit louder so y'all can hear us. But what's gonna happen is just go ahead and scoot in.
Right, we did it on purpose.
Scoot in a little bit closer.
We did it on purpose so that y'all scoot up.
Yeah, so y'all would scoot up.
Intimate vibes.
Intimate vibe. We just trying to make it a real intimate vibe, you feel me? If y'all not familiar, my name is Rome Herbert. You know what I mean? This is my guy, Malachi Carter.
What's up? What's up, boy? A scribe, that's spelled A plus sign scribe, the plus sign is silent.
Uh-huh. And so we both have birthdays today.
Today?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Pisces in the building. Two fish.
Hey.
Hey. Now everybody do the bridge.
Happy.
I just want to see what's going to happen.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes. Come on now.
with the chops.
But now we just want to make this something that's real both inspiring, informative, and inspirational. You know, and with that, I don't know if y'all too familiar with the Black to Africa movement that's happened in other places, but we want to make it specific to us.
Right. Bring the mic up.
Bring the mic up, son. Yeah, okay. Cool. Yeah. So close to my mouth.
Right. Got right. You. Listen, we got podcast people in there. We can't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody here got
we
a podcast.
We can't fumble this.
So can't fumble the bat. KJ got a podcast too. You feel me?
Right.
I'm on a podcast with my guy.
And we got like five sound tech people in here who do recordings and whatnot. People. My man Terrence Anderson in the back.
Terrence Anderson in the building. What's going on?
Yeah.
We're doing shout outs now too.
Right.
It's really
Chris Mack.
Chris Mack. You feel me? In the back. This is really just the first step for us in taking a trip to overseas, to Africa, our roots. And so we wanted to do just an icebreaker activity to start off though. You know what I mean? So we can get kind of warmed up. You know, it's cold outside. Who doesn't like a good icebreaker? You know what I mean? You like a good icebreaker? Yeah, everybody like a good icebreaker.
It's hot in here, too.
It's hot.
Man.
I don't know why I'm wearing a jacket.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, it's just one of the
I feel like it looks cooler and it conceals the flab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel me?
This is my winter body.
Oh, yeah, this is my winter. Hey, we body positive here.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to get like you, cuz.
Trying to get like you, man. But, Malachi, what's the icebreaker that we have for the people?
Yeah, so here's a question we want to ask everybody and hear your responses. We do ask that you be a little brief. We don't give us your whole life story right now. Right, that's what the after set is for. You know, we on a time crunch. You see these nice people back here. We love them, and they love us, and we want them to keep it that way. But the question we want to ask everybody is, what is one place in the world, or where is one place in the world where you've always wanted to go, whether it's vacation, visit, whatever? Everybody take, like, I'm going to go in teacher mode. Everybody take 15 seconds to think about your response.
Just one.
Today, tonight. Right, about 10 more seconds here. Real talk, this is how I do my students.
How you doing the countdown?
Because if I count loud, I think they might be offended. Like this dude really just okay. I almost went into teacher mode. I was about to say by show of hands. But no, if you want to share your response, like you could come up here. Like do me a favor, can someone pull up the chair just like right there? Give it up for Bianca, everybody.
Bianca,
rest, black man, rest.
Black man, rest.
You know, since you up here. You see how we did that?
I like
Copper Squad, my sister.
All right.
This microphone, it picks up pretty well. Hey. What's one place that you would like to visit in the world?
So, I think right now, the place I want to visit is the Seychelles in East Africa.
Really?
Yes. It looks, it's got the white sand beaches, the Bora Bora, Fiji feel, and it's Africa, so it's black people, and I like being black around black people.
Hey,
makes sense.
You said that?
Makes sense.
And one more time, what's the location again?
Seychelles is in East Africa.
Seychelles.
So Seychelles.
Off the coast of Madagascar.
Oh.
We're thinking about the map of Africa. We're in the.
So, like, it's in Madagascar?
No, it's kind of like Hawaii. You know, Hawaii is an island that sits in the ocean. So, the Seychelles, they sit in the ocean, but it's off the east coast.
So,
of Africa.
Black Hawaii.
Black Hawaii.
Black Hawaii.
Wow. That just put me on.
I like that.
Anybody ever heard of Black Hawaii before?
Hey.
I have a link spreading for you
my
all.
First.
Yeah. Right,
no,
right.
For real. That's...
Give it up for Bianca, everybody.
Shout out Bianca.
Hey, but real quick, you good. I know somebody actually from Madagascar. Like,
I'll say
I
word.
Met him at my undergrad. Out I swear, gate. Like, if you squint your eyes, he does look like he's from, like, Hawaii or something like that. Like, no cap.
Dang, out the gate.
Yeah, black people everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's real. Yeah, I only know from the movie Madagascar.
No,
yeah,
that's
the extent of
my
knowledge.
They don't look like that.
Yeah, that's
they don't look like monkeys, little lemurs.
Oh, we gonna get deep too. We gonna get deep.
I said they don't look like
them. Yeah, we gonna get deep. Cause they're old.
Yeah, like I just like
say I'm qualified myself.
Right, I'm saying the thing that we do not.
They do not look like lemurs. For everybody out there too, you feel me?
Let's get somebody else.
Yeah, who?
Go ahead, Big Roy. Give it up for Roy, everybody. Gotcha. I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, so on the topic of Africa, a place that I wanted to go for a while is Kenya. Mm-hmm. One of my friends is from there. And so, like, during 2020, I started learning Swahili for a little bit.
Oh, wow. And
I got pretty decent at it. Now, don't ask me nothing now. But I had gotten pretty decent at a point, got a notebook and stuff. Ooh. And so it was like, I think a goal of mine was to learn a language of a place and then travel there.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
I thought that would be kind of fun.
Immersion.
Yeah, for sure. Now, they gonna know I'm not from there. But I'll be trying my best to at least speak the language, for sure.
That's good. Man, I'm right there with you. I learned just like a tiny bit of Swahili when I was like in preschool. I don't remember nothing.
Reaching back, ain't you?
Back.
You are not in preschool anymore.
No.
So
I'm old.
That's all right. That's all right. But yeah, Kenya was definitely the place. Hopefully I can travel with my homegirl whenever she gets to go back. She just went. I wasn't able to go yet. But next time, for sure.
Dang. Definitely got to hop on next time.
For sure.
I appreciate you, Roy. Give it up for Roy, everybody.
Hey.
And real quick, what's the name of your podcast?
Yeah, Troy Track Select is the easiest way to find it. Just putting the whole thing, all one word.
Troy Track Selects.
Google, anywhere it'll pop up.
Yes, sir. And he does a live podcast a lot better than this setup that I tried with these microphones. But one of the ones I went to, he was going through the discography of T-Pain. That was a good night. Word. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
We was bringing it all back tonight, or that night.
Hey,
hold on. Let's go.
Okay.
Give it one time for you, man. Yes,
there
sir.
There you go. Hey, game.
Let's get like one or two more. That's what we're doing. You comfortable with that? Come on, Marguerite.
Yeah.
Give it up for Marguerite, hey, everybody. Marguerite. Welcome. I know you got a good answer. Talk to me, sis. Where you trying to go?
Where am I trying to go? Actually, in May, I'm going to Jamaica.
What?
Oh, you going? Okay.
Oh,
somebody about that. That shit, I'm going to Jamaica.
My best
okay.
friend is turning 25, so she's wanting me to, like, go with her out of the country for the first time with her. So, we'll see. I don't know where I'm at in Jamaica, but I told her, like, as long as it's at, like, somewhere nice, you know.
That's right.
Good sand, you know, good drinks, you know. I want to try that rum punch. And we gonna get lit.
might take only one or two in Jamaica.
Exactly. That's good enough.
So that's good enough. All right. Thank you for sharing.
I appreciate it.
Give it one more time for Marguerite. Jamaica. How many times do you get mistaken for a Caribbean person by a non-islander? Does that ever happen to you? You right. Yeah,
because that's your heritage, right?
Of course. Yeah. You know, a dark-skinned brother with locks automatically KP means KP. Everybody give it up for KP real quick. Yeah, you didn't know you was going to have an intro.
Now we can start.
Right, right. We were just doing the icebreaker, literally waiting on you.
Stalling for you.
Real quick, can I ask you a question? Yeah. Come squad right here, just real quick, real quick. Yes. Content creator, poet, artist, mixed medium artist, extraordinaire. Yes, my sister, if you could travel to any one place in the world, you get one option tonight. Where are you going?
One place in the world. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd really like to go to Greece.
Ooh,
man. And just like total vacation mode.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the blue water, eat the food, and just, you know, they got those like little net things you can just like lounge in, all that. Yeah.
It kind of looks like a hammock, but
it's like not suspended more. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Oh.
It looks amazing.
Wait, the ones that be like hanging off those like precipices and cliffs?
Yeah, but not that dangerous.
Okay.
Like,
I ain't trying to be out here in the crevices, man.
Yeah.
Like, less of that. Okay. More relaxed.
Gotcha.
Yeah. For right now, in this moment, that's the answer.
Bad. I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah. One time for KP, everybody.
Yeah,
KP. Reese. She said in the nets.
In the nets.
I like that. I like that. I don't know about you. I like doing different things, like out the box experiences.
Yeah.
Or wherever I travel, you know what I'm saying? Rome, real quick, man. Where you trying to go?
Well, to be honest with you.
Talk to me.
I would like to go to the country of Ghana.
Really?
But one place I always wanted to go was Nigeria, because my best friend,
I was
friend
like, you
right
can't
there,
do bro like that.
God, I grew up, it's one of my best friends in the world, man. Shout out, he came like an hour out from West Lafayette, you feel me? Pulled up, showed some love.
All the way.
You know what I mean?
From Boiler Nation.
From Boiler up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not Purdue, I'm
Ball
State.
Do that.
So, I grew up, I went to some of his church sometimes, you feel me? I met his dad and all that, and I just love the culture, the people were real inspiring, encouraging to me.
Mm.
But I really want to go to Ghana right now.
Really?
Yeah, because of an opportunity I heard about, too.
Can you tell us a little bit about the opportunity real quick?
Well, we'll save some of that for the NIC, because I think they're not ready.
No, I didn't mean like all that, but like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they ain't ready for that yet.
They're not ready for that. Ready.
No.
There's this opportunity in Ghana that's going to come up later this year. Well, not later this year, but where it'll be a cultural immersion, 10 days.
10.
10 full days in Ghana. You know what I mean? Just not – and my thing is typically you hear about people going over. It's like a mission trip type stuff. And
right.
It's only the context of you're like helping and saving. But
right.
For this, the thing I love about it is that you are actually learning the culture. You're learning the background of the West African, you know what I'm saying, culture, nation, all that. And there's going to be some immersion into the...
Real quick.
Yeah.
Only because you said this. I'm going to park it right there for just a hot second.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be something we're talking about later, but why, like, where do those ideas come from that we have to do some kind of mission trip when we're going to Africa? Some kind of save them all type attitude. Like, where does that come from?
That's a great question. I in my mind, I believe it would stem from certain people of European descent.
Man, just say it, bro.
Deciding to.
Just say it. Certain people who hail from the continent.
Some people who hail from the Caucasus
Adjacent
Mountains,
to Asia.
They originated from the Caucasus Mountains. Decided
Did
to. I believe that.
That's a conversation for a different day. I feel like that's it's a misnomer.
It's a misnomer.
Yeah, if you read this book.
Oh, put me on.
I think it's called Becoming White. Like, that's actually, like, I know a lot of people like to call white people Caucasian, but actually, I actually met somebody who was from that area.
Oh, there ain't no white people there?
No, like, not at all. Like, I'm not saying they black.
Black people. I was going to say, that'd be ironic, black people from the Caucasus Mountains.
I mean, I wasn't there at the beginning, but I will say, like,
you feel?
She told me, she was like, yeah, that's definitely like not what it is. She was like, I'm Caucasian. They are something else. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. Like, her skin was like kind of olive. You know what I'm saying? So olive. Like, maybe she would be mistaken for somebody like from Greece or
Greece,
something like that.
Olive skin.
But it's really a misnomer. Like, people who are of European descent are not all Caucasian. Like, they branded that term to give off or the assumption of beauty and prestige.
Wow.
Yeah, much like the same with the term white as well, if we think of that as like a racial construct.
Facts.
That's a conversation for a different day. You keep talking so I can find the name of this book. But like, where does that tie into like your particular story, and like, how did that idea get sold to you that you have to go and save Africa, or that you have to go and do these mission trips in Africa, especially as a Christian?
That's a great question. I believe for sure, and this will tie into, for those who didn't know, I have a project called Cold Nights that I'm releasing. You feel me? And I believe we're often not taught and instilled that Let me backtrack a bit.
Okay.
Out the gate, we don't learn about African rulers.
Okay.
We don't learn about African countries.
Yeah.
African history, African, you know, so how the peoples moved and created.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're led to believe that there are no rich resources there.
Uh-huh.
As much as there is that the white people came and took from Africa, then came over, and then instilled in generation to generation that, nah, this, like, nobody came from, you know what I mean, of prestige, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
Nobody of royalty came from these lands.
Right.
So, and then with Christianity specifically, you know, the history of crusades in Europe, and then on top of that, how you doing? Just saying what's up to people coming in. What's good? What's good?
What's up? Hey, what's up, Ashley?
It.
Chantel, okay. Good to see y'all. Good to see y'all.
What's going on? I was lost my train of thought. You feel me?
My bad.
I be trying to invite people.
White people.
White people. Yeah, that's what we're
Christianity.
At. White people, Christianity. And so those with the power are able to control the narrative typically.
Okay.
And so they were able to control the narrative. And really, once you have the narrative, you have the people. And back to back, that's just what we've been sold, is that
there it is.
They were godless people.
Mm-hmm.
When Christianity also actually predated, like, a lot of the what people got from, like, saints like Saint Augustine that
right.
you read about
from then, early church history. Tertullian.
Also, they called him. I forget. He had a nickname, but I don't know his actual name. His name was like the Black Dwarf. Like,
okay.
These are people who are like people within the early church and Christian movements.
Yeah, yeah.
That are often overlooked because history was whitewashed by them.
Right.
So that's.
Go ahead, finish that.
That's pretty much my thought, though, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I feel you on that one. Just to, like, thinking about my, not necessarily my, I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit of my upbringing. Like, I don't know about you, but I feel like in a lot of music coming up, listening to, like, in the Christian world, it was always, like, pitched to us that idea of, like, oh, we need, like, a part of Christianity. I mean, of course, it's evangelism, but a specific type of evangelism. Like, oh, you need to go and preach to these lost souls in these third world countries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never an emphasis and focus on, like, the people down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
So, like, when – I mean, you went to Ball State. I went to Anderson, 30 minutes away down the road. Like, they made us feel like it was, like, some kind of requirement that we'd have to go on a mission trip.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like –
if you were to grow, too.
Right. If you want to be a real Christian.
Yeah, tight.
You know what I'm saying? Come back with the pictures with the cute kids and everything.
Yeah. And that's a whole nother conversation. A lot of white people take pictures and relationships with Africans that are younger.
Right.
So they're holding all the power in that relationship and that dynamic.
And they get to tell the story.
And they get to control, like I said, once again, control the narrative.
That's good. That's powerful. Right. Not just telling the narrative, controlling the narrative.
Facts.
Dang, I didn't think it was going to get that deep that quick.
Yeah, I mean, you're a deep brother, man. You feel me?
I was saying, like, you opened the door, so I just walked right through.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that book is called The History of White People.
The History of White People.
Yeah, by Nell Irvin Painter.
Mel Irvin Painter.
Nell Irvin Painter.
Okay, I'm going to pick
that
up.
N-E-L-L.
N-D-L-L.
That's a good one. Okay, real quick, because I don't know if y'all know, we got so much to show y'all this evening. We got some music that we're going to listen to from the one and only, the
Chris Mack. No,
oh, Chris Mack doing something too? I don't stop. But no, from Rome Herbert, everybody. Give it up for Rome real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got the new EP coming out. What's it called?
It's called Cold Nights. Just cold a warm night. Hug for the nights that are cold without love.
I like that, man. That's cold.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. So just real quick, if you give us a basic, like, premise of what this EP means to you as the artist.
Okay. So when I create music, I'm a byproduct of Black America's schizophrenia.
What?
I'm a byproduct of Black America's schizophrenia, creating bold music for you to fight fear. Through the sounds of blackness, mental health, and Jesus until the world hears it. So byproduct of Black America's schizophrenia.
Yeah, break that down real quick.
I'm breaking down the first part because.
Bring that mic up.
Can y'all, yeah, they can hear me on there, hopefully.
He's so used to using like these.
Yeah, I'm so used to just talking.
Right.
But out the gate, I grew up and one of my family members had a mental illness, right? Schizophrenia. But during the time I was coming up, and even now, right, it's still very much a stigma within the Black community.
Yeah.
And so I experienced growing up between the worlds of most people hear from that, right?
From make some noise if you're from the Nap.
Make some noise, you feel me? Yeah,
where my East Siders at?
Yeah, you
come on.
East Side,
one person, far East Side for us. Let's go.
Yeah, so I grew up, you know what I'm saying, Pike area.
I knew somebody was going to start.
West Side of the building.
They always do this. They always do.
Hey. But then also, in between that, when my mom, when we was growing up, she had attempted to kill me and my sister when we was little.
Oh, wow.
And so we also went to my grandma's, and she stayed in Brightwood. And so in my neighborhood at the time, it was majority white, but then also mixed race. But then in Brightwood, it's like all Black people.
Right.
You feel me? And it's the
hood. Shout out to Brightwood. So, let's go.
Yeah. And so what happened is I experienced what it means to be a Black person, move within very different worlds.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm creating bold music to fight the fear of no matter what anybody perceives of you,
yeah,
you can be yourself fully. You know what I mean? Like the fear that's instilled when people look at us, or the fear that people have when they think about us, I want you to be able to fight that. I'm just creating the soundtrack for you to become bold, right? Just the soundtrack for your life. And that's through the sounds of blackness, where I talk about being Black because that's what I am. I'm not white. And then I talk about
or
mental
Caucasian.
Health. Or I guess not Caucasian anymore. And I talk about mental health because, like I said, my mama, like, people didn't talk about that stuff growing up.
Facts.
Like, you talk about it a little bit more now, but it's still very much a stigma.
Right, taboo.
So I try to be very open and, hey! Hey, now it started. You feel me? That's my peoples out there. Yes, sir. I love people, man. So
I see.
For mental health, I believe it's still very much stigmatized. So I like to talk about as much as possible through the music. And then I talk about Jesus because that's my spiritual background and foundation.
Yes, sir.
And it's until the world hears us, right? Until the world hears these sounds and believes, that's when I'm going to stop. And the world's never going to not hear about it while I'm doing it. So that's the motivation behind Cold Nights was I released a song, Holidays Are Hard. And one of my grandmas had just died. And I was really stressing about making the song perfect. I was doing some things called mixing and mastering to get the sound right to it. And I was I'm always been kind of insecure about releasing stuff that's not ready.
Right, right.
But someone told me, just put it out.
Wow.
You feel me? And so I put it out, and 3 hours later, dude hit me up like, yo, my grandma just passed. Thank you so much for this song.
Wow.
So after that, I said, never again will I let the fear of not being finished stop me from putting what I'm supposed to put out into the world. And so I really woke Cold Nights as a project commemorating, like, man, when those times where you feel like it's cold and you need a warm hug, these are the songs that I want you to listen to be the soundtrack to your life, to be the soundtrack of, like, man, I don't understand how I'm going to make it through this night. I don't understand if anybody feels how I feel, but I want you to hear some of these songs and be like, man, I really connect. Like that one person connected when his grandma died. Like, I couldn't have known that was going to happen, but I just knew when my grandma died how I felt. So it was just great to have that type of moment of connection.
Wow. Well, hey, one time for all, man, everybody. Man, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, bro.
I know that's a lot to stomach through and try to, like, package that into, of course, musical form. But then, like, to tell other people that, you know how, like, in music, people kind of, like, guess your stories, you know what I'm saying?
To piece
the narrative together. But to, like, literally, like, say that, and, like, you said this was recent. That's, man, that's a lot, bro. So, like, I really commend you for the permissions that you give yourself to grieve, and the permissions that you give yourself to be, like, transparent and vulnerable in that regard, as you allow, of course, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That there's always going to be, like, the private things that need to just be on the one-on-one.
Yeah,
but,
facts.
You know, this is a real intimate space here tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the people here. You know what I'm saying? We got friends, family.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
God, like, give it up. Everybody here. You know what I mean?
Right. Give it up for yourselves real quick, everybody.
Give it up for yourself one time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Speaking of one time, you know what's time for right now?
What's the time for?
Hey, man, I think we need to hear one of these joints real quick.
Oh, hear one?
Yeah. What y'all think? Y'all trying to hear something?
Okay.
From Cold Nights. Hey, bro, what you got for us, man? Set us up.
I'll do some. Let me know if y'all rock with
it. Actually, while you get that together, do me a favor.
What's up?
Because, listen, I know we got some real Rome fans in the house.
Oh,
you know
real?
What I'm saying? Okay. If you've ever heard this brother's music, make some noise real quick. Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
Hey. We gonna test the real ones real quick.
Okay.
Do me a solid. I need you to give me the hook from the. No, not yet. That was just a test. Do me a favor, just real quick. We're gonna do this real quick, and then we'll get into that particular song. Can you give me the hook from the intro track, from the first track on there? Just give me the hook, a cappella. Just you. I want to see what they do with this.
Okay, gotcha. Is it in Indianapolis? My mind cold nights.
Heat it oven.
Grandma got on. Cold nights.
Heat it oven.
My.
Heat it oven.
Grandma. Heat it oven. My.
Cold nights.
Heat it oven.
Hey. Get up yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Got the real ones in the building,
that's
I see.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's my cut right there, man.
That's your joint.
But you know what else is my joint? This entire EP.
Okay.
Can I keep it a bug with you, man?
Oh, you mess with the EP?
I definitely mess with it, man. I'm excited to get into these tracks. But what's the one that you're actually going to play? What's one that you're actually going to play for us tonight?
I'm thinking Dream Again. Yeah, this song, Dream Again.
Okay.
I'll play that.
Okay. Do you want to just play it?
I'll just play it and then see if they vibe to it or not.
Okay, so everybody, people listen, this is Dream Again from Rome Herbert's 2024 EP, Cold Nights. Round of applause, everybody.
He's such a good host.
You feel so official. Man, I feel like
I. Yeah, said I was sitting on an edge. Yeah, dark thoughts running through my head. Yeah, jump right back up from the ledge. Yeah, I was trying to clear my stress. Tired a little rest, and I learned to dream again. Yeah, yeah. The nightmares living free of rent. Yeah. I try to give them evictions, but they don't notice how I be turning on my television to distract anxiety. Sometimes it seems that it's okay when we pray to God. We see blood and say that's pain, but not mental scars. Harder to address the patient when they won't talk. I made these songs so you had language to voice your heart. Said I was sitting on an edge. Yeah. Dark thoughts running through my head. Yeah. Jump or back up on the ledge. Yeah. I was trying to clear my stress. Tried a little rest. And I learned to dream again. Yeah. Oh, I just learned to dream again. I just learned to dream again. Yeah. I just learned to dream again. Learn to dream again. Hope you learn to dream again. When it feel like sink or swim, all the options looking grim, and the light been hella dim. Heaven knows you never far away. Counting sheep and winning straight. He still thinks that you wanna want and chase after to you. Okay, we can't relate to grace, Lord. We hate our enemies and often pray they pay for all the ways they had us losing sleep and self-esteem. Gassing up our egos weak. Running out of breath, trying to convince ourselves we have no need of rest in our feet. That's when the soul hurt. When you always looking outside, but you never search internal and think eternal to purge your burdens and dig them up. I'm not speaking from distance. Honestly, I'm right with you because I was sitting on an edge. Yeah. Dark thoughts running through my head. Yeah. Jump or back up on the ledge. Yeah. I was trying to clear my stress. Tried a little rest, and I learned to dream again.
Make some noise, everybody. Woo! Woo! Talk to us, people. How does that sound to y'all? Y'all mess with that? That's good, that's good. We are powerful, okay.
Just today.
Today! Today!
Yeah, yeah, that song too.
It's, yes, sir.
That song is on streaming, but it's the EP's out of the exclusive link that we have right
exclusive.
Now. The whole EP. So I'm gonna put y'all on a little bit later, you feel me?
Alright, so y'all, not only are y'all the first to hear it, but y'all also going to be the first to be able to, you know, partake in it in terms of, you know, your listening, streaming platforms and all that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the world.
Uh-huh.
Then the world.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of the world, like, existing as a young black man in this world, and particularly in America, like, I'm thinking of the lyric from the hook, I just learned to dream again.
Yeah.
Like that was present tense, right? I just learned to dream again.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that, and I learned to dream again. Like, let's unpack that real quick. And, like, maybe we'll ask the audience to chime in too. But, yeah. Like, what do you think it takes to learn to dream again? Like, what does that look like to dream again? And what does it take to do that?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think... And you can chime in too, of course.
Okay,
right?
Okay, bad.
But sometimes when, oh, what's up, Jordan?
What's up, Jordan?
It's good.
You trying to come in quiet?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to let him sit down.
I'm going to let him chill. Oh, yeah. Sometimes life can feel like a nightmare, you know?
Man, you said that.
Sometimes life can feel like a nightmare. And I was listening to an audio book on Spotify.
Okay.
That said, it's 100 ways to self-care for black men.
Ooh.
And one of the
I think I got that book
like,
on my Audible.
Yeah, yeah, it's, put it
on
your
wish list.
You got Spotify, you know what I'm saying? You can hook it up on there too.
I don't really do Spotify like that, but I got it on the Audible.
Yeah, Audible.
That's why
right
I said Audible. I got it on Audible.
I feel you.
Don't get me wrong to anybody, Spotify people. I'm going to get there with you. I'm on my way.
But one of the things that, oh, look, he put the graphic up. Shout out to Derek. Oh, shoot, it left.
Hey, give it up real quick for Derek Slack.
Derek Slack.
The whole Slack family.
Black Leaf Vegan. But yes, one of the things that when life feels like a nightmare, you try to do different things to distract yourself, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Like I mentioned, like television.
To, like to wake up from it.
Yeah, to try to wake up from it. So I remember last September, right?
Okay.
I just actually we had done a listening show here.
We did.
Yeah, with The Secret. Shout out to everybody that pulled up to that too.
The Secret.
And my right before that show, one of my older cousins, I found out my grandma told me he got killed by the police in Newcastle.
Wow.
And so coming into the show, my energy was already off.
Yeah.
And I felt like, man, I'm chasing dreams, but at the same time, life can start to feel like a nightmare when you start losing people.
Man, of course.
And it's stuff outside of your control, like the system. You know what I mean? And one of the things that audiobook, to bring it back to, it said, nurture those dreams. Like, don't let dreams die, basically. It's one of the ways to self-care.
Yeah.
And I started tearing up at work about that because I feel like the nightmares that we live in and move as, usually as black people within this country, it crushes our dreams and we feel like we can't achieve them.
Hmm.
And we feel like we can't move forward because if this happens, right, who's to say that what happened to him won't happen to me on my road to chasing what I believe I'm supposed to do here.
Right. Especially like when y'all share a similar like identity.
Yeah.
Looking at the people who look like us who are in those spaces, like whether it's like in the space where we want to be or don't want to be, we can't help but think like, oh, him, he is me.
Yeah, you see yourself, really.
And right.
Me is we, typically.
Me is we.
It's how we typically view it.
Yeah.
So just learning to dream again and learning to dream, I feel like, is always a struggle. Right. What's up, Patrice Lamont in the building, you know?
What's up, y'all?
Speak on it.
Speak on it, media.
We're elevated.
Right.
Yeah. I just.
We got a little bit of everybody.
Even that,
in here.
Right? You feel me? Yeah. I feel like I see people oftentimes, I see myself easily.
Of course.
And so, just the whole idea of like dreaming, I think it's hard for us to do that when we don't know how to move past the anxiety of the nightmares we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I think what you said is so potent, especially. Ooh, my voice just cracked. Especially. Especially that part about like seeing yourself in others, especially people, you know, who look like us, our community, the black community. I feel like there's a bit of that in my answer, like how do we go about learning to dream again? Like, what does that look like? And what does it take to do that? I feel like what it takes is a level of accountability in our community. Like, so for the person who I see who's in that space where I want to be, I'm trying to get beside them and be like, hey, bro, like, how do I get there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, like, Roy, we was chopping it up earlier about, like, trying to get this sound piece together. And because, like, I know I've attended at least one of his events, and, like, I've just been in awe and amazement.
Select few sessions, you know what I mean? Hey, give him a round of applause. Yep. He had a soul singer there that was amazing. Great, great vibes.
Oh,
it said storage is full? Oh, dang, that's tough.
Oh, man.
Nah,
if everybody just extend the hand and just say my storage, anyway, so
I appreciate you letting me know.
That's real, sis, for real.
That's real.
Shout out to Lori, everybody. Yes.
No, you real for that. Black mist with black.
Man. Right. But anyway, so like, I think like, thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. Not only getting next to those people who are where you want to be, but also like breaking bread and like rubbing shoulders with those who are in the trenches with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who are the people in y'all's lives who you have communicated your dreams to? And are those people holding you accountable to those dreams? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got people in there now who, like, remind me, even if they don't say anything, every time I see them, they remind me of what my dream is or what my dreams are. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I know I got to come through for them. You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
Until I get to a point where I'm like, oh, I need to come through for myself.
Dang, that's real.
Because when I can't do it for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I appreciate how they come through and how they step in and, like, lift me up in that regard. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that, and I hope I do the same for others. I hope people feel that I do the same for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every time I see you, I think about your podcast. And I'm like, when the next episode coming, man? You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, or you asked me right now?
I mean,
this is it right here, actually. We're here right now. But anyway, I want to turn it to the audience real quick. Let me get one for now. Let me get one individual. How do you go about learning how to dream again? How do you go about learning how to dream again? Yeah, not drink again. My bad. I mean, some of us in there, we need to drink water more often. Where's mine at? But no, that's not what we're talking about. But yeah, like, what does that look like for any of y'all? And listen, if you start rocking back and forth, I'm calling you. That means you got that urge. I felt it, Brittany. I felt it. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. Well, you hesitating too much. I thought I said your name wrong. I was like, oh, no, I did it again. Do me a favor, sis. I want you to come up here. Yes, yes. Come on down. You were the next contestant. One. Right. Look under your seat. Everybody, look at your hands. You still black. I love it. And wait, hold up.
What? I said,
let the people know. What, Brittany, what's going on? You pregnant? Yeah. Give it up for Brittany and my man Al over here, Alvin the architect. I didn't know. So, sis, how do you go about learning how to dream again?
I think one way I thought of.
Don't mind me. I'm just close to you. Don't mind me.
Is making sure that I go to new places and experience new things, because I noticed that it will spark up some type of inspiration inside of me that, oh, I forgot I wanted to do that, or just kind of like give me a new perspective of how I can dream bigger. So I think when I go to...
Yeah, I'm about to say, give us one quick example.
So I think... when a coworker invites you to an event that you never heard of or been to, and saying yes to those things, even when you don't know what it exactly entails or what it would look like, or it sounds like it's out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I think going out of town to new places like California, that was new to me, and being on the West Coast and being able to kind of...
Dubs up.
Experience new people.
Yeah.
It give you new perspective, like how they think, and just kind of bringing it into your world and how you can dream bigger about your vision and what you want to put out. So
I appreciate you sharing that, for real. Thank you. One time for Brittany, everybody.
Yeah, shout out Brittany.
Thank you so much. And listen, what sis said is so important. Accepting the invitation to go to an event, that's something you never done before, never been to, right? But make some noise if this is your first time at like a live podcast type of event. Okay. I know Lamont wasn't about to raise his hand. This is what they do. I'm so happy to see y'all, for real.
Happy to see you too, bro. Yeah. Speak on it in the building.
Speak on it. We gotta do snaps with it. Come on. Anyway, so speaking of events, this event right here, if this is something new that you've done, or something that you've done before but haven't done it with us, you know what I'm saying? You haven't been to our events that we put on. We want to do more of these, and so it's really a privilege having y'all here. And there's something that we could do about that tonight to ensure that this is not the only time you have this kind of experience, you feel me? Because we want to keep that dream alive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we want to dream again. Yes, sir, for these cold nights. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So, with that said, listen, we're trying to go somewhere with this, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to go to Africa, right?
Yeah.
How come only one brother got hype about that? Listen, every time we every black person in the vicinity, I done make some crazy black noise. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying again.
Let's try it one more time.
Hey, Rome. Speaking of going places, like what Brittany said, bro, we trying to go to Africa. That was better.
It's a little better. A little better.
like a solid B plus.
Yeah, B minus.
Yeah.
It's late, I guess. You feel me?
Right. It's a cold night. But anyway, specifically Ghana, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But like, I feel like us being able to go there, in a sense, is a practice of learning how to dream again. Hmm. I mean, think about it. Us as melanated individuals, we've been in this country for how long?
Too long.
Being like, in a sense, isolated to this country. And the system worked so well that not only we were not able to go back, like whether it's financially, you know what I'm saying? Even down to comfort levels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then even believing that we deserve that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I think every black person deserves a trip back to Africa.
For free. Yeah, that's that reparations talk. You know what I'm saying?
Reparations.
Listen.
Now.
Jordan over here smiling like, listen, bro been posting to his stories. Every restaurant and like business that he been to, he asks what they doing for Black History Month. And bro been racking up these discounts like a mug.
Oh, for real?
Hey, come up real quick. Come up real quick. We got a woo-woo. Give me one quick example of like a way you have practiced learning how to dream again through your experience during this month.
Ooh.
Specifically with the asks.
Yeah. I guess just in general, I am never afraid to ask.
Ooh.
Just in general. Most they can do is say no. Sometimes, right. Heck no. But like this month, I've been going to different places, and it sounds silly, but I've been asking for Black History discounts.
Yes, sir.
And typically, I do it when there's another black person behind the register because they understand.
Come on, bro. Yes.
And
yes.
It's worked out for me a few times. Shout out to Einstein Bagels on 82nd Street.
I'll be paying them a visit soon.
Yep. Before the month is over.
You got that strong Black History Month discount.
We got my and, black book now.
Right.
Shout out to McAllister's for the free lemonade.
McAllister's? Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That lemonade is cold. I like that. Yeah.
She even hooked me up with the strawberry lemonade.
The strawberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, give it on one time for Jordan real quick.
Yeah.
Man, I love how you said you are intentional about making sure that there's another black person standing behind you who can witness that and also receive as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's good. One more time for Jordan, everybody. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
It makes me think, what if he gets the free one and then they don't give them the free one?
So you better stay there and make sure. that's kind of part of what I was talking about earlier, like holding people accountable to your dream.
Yeah.
Even if that means holding others outside of our community accountable to our dreams. Like, I mean, I would just say, like, especially like white Americans, because of like the legacy of racism and that inheritance that came with it. Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, they sitting comfortably on stolen land.
No, facts.
So like, even like as we advocate for reparations for us, that's all in the beginning. That means that we can rub shoulders with like our native brothers and sisters and be like, nah, fam, you deserve to have your land back. You know what I'm saying? I know people ain't trying to have that conversation.
That's what talk, man. He said, yes,
don't tell me I'll do it tonight. I'll do it. Right. Right. But anyway.
Hey, girl, me not in the building. That's my grandma. Everybody give a good round of applause for her.
Wait, he the other grandma?
Yeah.
That's her?
Yeah. That's her.
We'll take a small commercial break real quick. Everybody, make some mingle among yourselves, you know what I'm saying? Say hi to somebody you don't know. Tell them they look good, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be right back.
Said I was getting on the edge. Yeah. thoughts running through my head. Yeah. Jump or back up from the ledge. Yeah. I was trying to clear my stress. Tried a little rest, then I learned to dream again. Yeah. Oh, I just learned to dream again. I just learned to dream again. I just learned to dream again. Learn to dream again. Hope you learn to dream again.
Yes, sir. Indianapolis Black Leaf Vegan. Yeah. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? Make some noise. Feeling? Yeah.
Yes, you have to excuse me.
Right. Welcome back. Now listen, I feel like I didn't even introduce this podcast well. That's what post-production is for. Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
I was supposed to. So for those who don't know, this man is Malachi Carter. And he hosts the Unapologetic Podcast, Unapologetics Podcast.
What's an S? Feel me?
Where he's unapologetic about blackness and Jesus. So one of the, I've done two episodes with you, I think.
Man, it felt like five these days.
Feel like five, but every time I listen, I learn. So I just learned like five things earlier today. So he's an educator. He's a photographer. He's a poet laureate, you feel me?
Laureate? Hold on. I'm going to claim that.
He's I'm going to claim that
for
well-rounded
the future.
And
I'm trying to get like them over
artists,
there.
Artists as well. So, and this is just a brother I've been locked in with for a good 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Man. Now, I don't even know.
Yeah. And he's been there. Like, he's a real friend, too. Real friend and brother. So. The Unapologetics Podcast, if you had anything else you want to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it all. I'm going to have to, like, keep this recording and put this on the introduction from now on. But this is the Unapologetics Podcast. We're here. We're unapologetically black, unapologetically Christian, and unapologetically me with no apologies. Make some noise, everybody.
Yeah. And who here's on Apple, Spotify?
Podcast, Spotify.
So go ahead, put it out on your phone real quick. Where have you listened to your podcast at?
Everywhere.
Yeah, where do you listen to your podcast at?
Spotify.
You got Spotify Apple on your phone? Okay, go ahead, look up the Unapologetics.
Right.
So if you're not subscribed, look up the Unapologetics Podcast.
Right, three words, the Unapologetics Podcast. And
The Unapologetics Podcast. We were supposed to have something on screen, but he busy.
He's kind of busy right now.
Yeah. So just look it up on your platform of choice. Say, hey, when you got it. No, my bad.
That got their attention. That's where you know you're a real rapper. You're a real performer.
Okay. Hey. Wait,
you got to say, hey, when you got it.
You got it?
He been on it.
Oh, he been on it. Oh, yeah.
That's my pops.
I'll take it.
Hey, give it up. Right, give it up for my parents real quick, everybody. One time for my parents real quick, everybody.
Another
time it is. Mom and pops in the building.
Mom and pop shop.
Grandmama came through. Grandmama for Rome.
You know what I mean? I love
Heated it. Oven.
I love Grandma Mita, man.
Yes, sir.
It's the love of my life. Everybody tapped in. Y'all found it. All right.
Just look for the text that look like. It looks like Netflix, you know what I'm saying?
Looks like Netflix. You found it, Blacker. Jordan? Say you scrolling? Uh-oh. You need to get your SEO up, man.
We might. Hey, listen. That's the purpose of tonight. We trying to get them algorithms back up.
Try to get the algorithms back.
But now I feel like I beat my competitors. Like, you know, there are like two other podcasts with that name, The Unapologetics Podcast.
Real?
Yeah. Okay.
That's good. You got to search engine optimization.
Never mind. That sound bad. I'm like, don't nobody listen to them.
They probably don't. Y'all got it? Y'all got it.
Oh, you know, this might be it right here, the QR code. You're going to have to scan that real quick because, like.
Oh, he got it. Yep. Unapologetic.
Hey, you got to say, hey, when you got it. Hey. Everybody's gone. Hey. Hold on. Okay. That's a full house.
Full house. Okay.
Okay. Not a testimony. How did you come to know the Unapologetics Podcast?
Right.
But anyway, Hey, you know, Rome, let's just get right into it, man.
Okay, we're going to play one more song, and then we have a word from some special people that come to talk
extra
to you
special people
about an opportunity to go to...
To where?
Ghana.
Oh, wow.
You feel me?
They missed their cue. Yeah, say it again.
We have some guests that are coming to tell us about an opportunity.
An opportunity?
To Ghana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? So we going to play the song, then bring the guest up right after.
Let's tee it up real quick. What's this joint called?
It's called Restore My Soul.
Everybody, Restore My Soul from Rome Herbert's 2024 EP, Cold Nights.
Yeah. You know, it's thinking about it. It's reflecting, you know what I mean? Yeah.
When my life gets dull, when my bones grow old, and the road is short, but I'm almost home. Please restore my soul. You restore my soul. Playing for the trenches, but I'm not the one to run up on. Walking in the spirit, and I'm moving by my foot. Hearing OG smoke talk, had my breath blown away. He was talking about the days in the penitentiary. I was on my missionary, bringing Jesus near and clearing ground so you can hide and see some change. But the bills still come, and my drive get numb. I'm confessing all my struggles like I can't quit. I'm alone in my crib, I've been starving for love. When my life gets dull, and my bones grow old, and the road too short, and I'm almost home. Please restore my soul. Jogging in sorrow, clothes and I'm scarred. I've been broken and far from your car.
Y'all,
yeah.
Y'all vibe.
Right, what's
vibe?
Y'all think?
Y'all mess with it? Okay, got you. Appreciate y'all. All right, thank you so much for tapping in with us. We're actually now gonna have.
Hold on, real quick. Hey, I need y'all to make some crazy notes for Rome. Every time he sings, man, it just be taking me to a place. Like, I'd be like, man, this is like a raw form of expression right here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And listen, like, I know he get a little bit shy about his singing, but I actually think that Rome is a great singer. Don't y'all agree? Y'all like the singing y'all heard on that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, back to what you were saying. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, I'm taking singing lessons right now. So I'm a hip-hop artist originally. I'm not a singer. So I'm very insecure about my voice. But what you do about insecurity?
I don't know.
Auto-tune. Definitely auto-tune. But you also work on insecurity. It's things you can do about it.
You learn. So, hold on. You learn to dream again.
You learn dream again.
You learn to sing again.
But yeah, now we're gonna be blessed with Patrice and a presentation on an opportunity.
An opportunity.
An opportunity, right? Right. Opportunity.
Opportunity. I'm so glad you did that away from the mic.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I messed it. To go to Ghana, right? So
to
everybody
where?
Give.
Hold on. They did it again.
Man.
Run it back.
You got an opportunity.
An opportunity.
Yeah. To go
to where?
Ghana. To Ghana. Y'all still acting brand new. It's okay. Y'all acting.
We're gonna talk about that too.
We're gonna talk about that. Your mind has been held captive by the powers of white supremacy.
Hey.
You don't even feel like you can let it out. Like you feel like you belong in America.
Ooh, nah. You need to be singing a song right now, actually. Yeah. You restore my soul.
Now we're gonna allow Patrice to take the floor and tell us more about the trip.
Everybody give it up for Patrice. Give it up for Patrice. And listen, y'all better do it right because her husband is right there.
Now they gave it up. Y'all can't hold the conversation.
Hey, how y'all liking the food here at Black Leaf Vegan? Y'all like the food?
Yeah.
I heard we got the Rome Punch. Talk to us. Okay.
What's up? Is this school or is this?
Yeah, Rome, can you do me a favor? Can you adjust the microphone?
My bad.
No, you good. I'm just not responsible if something breaks.
My bad. I would have gone but done it myself. But like, we're in the presence of a queen. I was like in awe. I was like, oh.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much. Thank you, Rome and Malachi, for having me and my husband Lamont here. And it's a man. I feel like part of the vibe, I feel like it's like impact. So for those that don't know, plus Chris back there, trying to think if there's anybody else who I'm missing, but if anybody was involved with the ministry called the Impact Movement.
Oh, Daria.
So I was on staff with them for 10 plus years, and a big part of this collaboration that I'll be sharing with you came out of that, and so I'm gonna let the video speak for itself, and then I'll kind of share a little bit about that. So I guess at some point we'll get the video to queue up, possibly.
How we doing on that video, Rome?
Working on it.
All okay, right.
Here we go.
Oh, you just can't hear anything.
Some great visuals.
Thanks. We worked on all this together, creating this.
Hey.
Okay, well, so I'll just talk about it. My husband and I, we have an organization called Spoken Word Elevated, which is a poetry event, and it's actually more than that. Hey, what's up? it's more than just poetry, but our mission is to help change the world one word at a time, and we do that by elevating art, culture, and therapy. And the therapy piece, people may ask the question, like, how is that a part of it? Well, I'm a licensed therapist. Poetry is a big part of what I do as a poet, because I believe, you know, poetry is therapeutic. But the other piece to that is just understanding, giving people an outlet to express themselves, and we've actually been doing Spoken Word Elevated for over 2 years.
Wow.
That is
come on,
a
y'all.
Blessing.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
Hey, but y'all been doing it.
So thank you. So, I mean, it's been a blessing doing it. We've been actually at the AMP for the last year. We initially started it during COVID. And of course that kind of, you know, all these things popped up out of COVID. But out of that really just became a passion. And from that, basically Tim and Rome, not this Rome, but another Rome Meeks, and then Tim Swain, if anybody knows him, he's also a really dope poet. They had been working with me for years. We all used to be on staff with Impact, and they'd asked me in 2018 to go to Ghana to be a part of that trip.
Really?
And so I did, and I went there, and it was really an experience. And to be able to see faces that look just like you, and to literally, like what I say in the videos, it felt like as soon as I stepped off that plane, I've never had that kind of surreal experience. It felt like home. And I don't know if you've ever been in a space where you may not have, you know, ever walked in that space before, but it feels very familiar. And it was something about that connection, going to Africa, the thought of just, I want to go one day, to like, I'm here. It's an experience. And it's more than just that, because then when you connect with your brothers and sisters from a whole nother continent and you start talking and realizing some of the connections that you have been severed because of the narratives that have been told about both of us.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Right.
We need to connect.
That's it.
And bring in, like, save our narratives and realize, like, we have so much that we have done. I mean, this is Black History Month, so we know, we're starting to know our history even more. And the more that we know, the more powerful and the more resourceful we can be to our community, and the more healing we can actually experience, you know, more healing we can experience.
That part.
So, so that was really kind of what happened in that conversation. And then last year, Rome hit me up and he was like, hey, you want to go back? You want to be a director? I was like, see, so the way, you know, my life is set up at the moment, because at the time I was a school counselor, a high school counselor, I was like, I don't know. But this is one of the things when you talk about, you know, being able to dream again.
Yes.
Like, God continued to keep it on my heart. Like, don't let that go so fast.
Come on.
Just wait and see.
Yeah.
And God opened up the opportunity. So now I work for myself full time as a licensed therapist.
Hey, hold on.
And God was like, so about that Africa trip, you ready?
Yeah.
And you ready to bring some folks with you? And so, and then the partnership, which is really sweet with my husband, his business is Speak On It Media. So he does, he has a multimedia platform that is TV, radio, and magazine. And he'll share more with you about that. But he does a lot of promotion for businesses, particularly for Black-owned businesses.
That's right.
And I think that's dope, because visuals and being able to tell people stories is what we need. Because a lot of times we out here doing it by ourselves, and we just don't have the support to do that. And so the collaboration and partnership that we're having to go to Ghana, you can see the mission up here, which is to empower individuals of African descent through holistic development, encompassing spiritual, mental, physical, and psychosocial well-being. So it is called Sankofa 360, the elevated experience, which facilitates transformative experiences to elevate art, culture, and therapy for creatives, business owners, and advocates of the arts, to foster a deep connection with our cultural ancestry, to realize our fullest potential in Ghana, West Africa.
Mm.
And our hashtag is bringing all of who we are into what we do. And when we came up with that mission, it felt like yes, because I'm gonna tell you, and I'm sure you all understand, when you work a job and you work a 9-to-5, how many times do you have to compartmentalize yourself and your identity to fit these boxes for people that could care less about your identity?
That's it.
And so being able to basically go to Ghana, reconnect with our history and all of who we are, and to be able to take our artistry, if you are an artist, if you're a small business owner, if you are even an advocate of the arts, and to go there to be able to do, we're actually going to do a spoken word elevated in Ghana.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Listen.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And our saying is, we keep elevating. And literally, we are. We keep elevating. And it is nothing but the grace of God.
Amen.
I take no credit for that whatsoever. And I believe a big part of being being able to go after your dreams is understanding who gave the dream. And I 100% know that God is the one who gave us this dream. And just like when I think about the conversations over the years, even the conversations we've had, like how they just continue to align. And I just want to encourage anybody that sometimes, like, when you have conversations and they don't connect in the moment, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just not time yet.
Mm,
and so this is the time for this trip. And so what we're doing at this point to kind of give you a glimpse of how this is going to happen, it's going to occur December 26th through January the 4th of this year.
Oh, Christmas time, New Year's, okay.
So right after Christmas, so get your party on with your family, but we bringing in the New Kwanzaa Year time. In Africa.
At Kwanzaa.
You know, right. Right during Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. All of that. You know, and so it's going to be so dope. And the cool part about it is that it'll be a 10-day trip. As I mentioned, we're going to do some service there. We're also going to do an actual, like, Spoken Word Elevated event. So if you are a business owner, if you are a poet, if you are a painter, if you are a rapper, if you are a singer, whatever kind of art form that you have, we are actually going to do an event there. And we're going to invite all of Ghana to this event, and so that way it's going to be like an immersion experience of bringing our people together, and as a result we're going to be supporting each other. So we'll have, if you are a vendor, right, if you have a business and you want to, you know, bring your merch, you're going to be able to sell your merch, and now you're not just going to be statewide, you're going to be global. So if you're like, man, I want to take my business to the next level, here's an opportunity.
You want your business to be elevated.
Come on. Yes.
Speak on it.
See? And so, like, but I'm so excited. And it, like, you know, at times, I'm not going to lie, I get a little nervous because, you know, when you have a dream that is, like, so much bigger and it's outside of yourself and you're like, I have no idea how this is going to work. God's like, that's exactly where I want you.
Uh-oh.
And I just want to encourage anybody that if this may feel like it's out of your comfort zone, like going to Africa, and it's like, that sounds cool. Because anytime I tell people, like, have you ever thought about on your bucket list going to Africa, going to Ghana? Have you ever thought about going to another continent? Anytime I mention Africa, it's like, huh. If I say you want to go to Paris, woo!
What? Real quick. Why do you think that is?
right. Sorry if it busted your bubble.
Patrice, why do you think that is, real quick?
I believe the reason why people don't get as excited about Africa, because going back to what I originally said, is the narrative that we have been told about Africa has not gotten us excited to the point to when you get there, you'll wonder why I've been so excited. There we go.
She's doing good.
Okay.
And not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself.
Thanks to all our sponsors, and a special thanks to our newest sponsor, Anidaso 360, who we are excited to partner with in going to Ghana, West Africa this year. We're excited to announce Spoken Word Elevated and Speak On It Media are partnering with Anidaso 360 to provide people with a traveling experience of a lifetime called Sankofa 360, the Elevated Experience. Together, their mission is to empower individuals of African descent through holistic development, encompassing spiritual, mental, physical, and psychosocial well-being. This trip facilitates transformative experiences to elevate art, culture, and therapy for creatives, business owners, and advocates of the arts to foster a deep connection with our cultural ancestry to realize our fullest potential in Ghana, West Africa. Bringing all of who we are into what we do. This will take place December 26th, 2024 to January 4th, 2025.
I would say the first thing that I think I was aware of, I think my heart was beating so fast because the reality that I flew for hours across the sea to get to Africa when it was always just, I want to go to motherland one day, but to think, no, I'm not thinking about it. I'm actually here. And taking the first steps off of the plane and initially just knowing how warm it was, smelled like home. Like a sense of feeling like I'm home.
Interested in joining us for Sankofa 360, the Elevated Experience?
Scan that code right now, y'all.
Scan that if you're interested in going.
Flyer on Spoken Word Elevated Instagram or Facebook page. No later than Thursday, February 29th.
And now you got a time limit.
Sign up now. Have questions? Email speakonitmediainfo@gmail.com.
So
that's a noise, y'all.
Thank you. So yeah, so
now
that
I wanna go to Ghana.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's good. That's good. So I say all that to say that this is an opportunity for you, if you yourself are interested or going, or if you know someone that you would like, that would like to go, they can also fill out this interest form. It's open until February 29th. Then after that, the applications will open, so you actually have to apply. This is just to say I'm interested. There's right. no commitment. You know, we're not taking your Social Security and your blood type. We're not doing none of that stuff. We just want to see if you're interested, okay? So no commitment, no strings attached. If you are also interested in saying, like, okay, I want to go, or and I want to actually support this initiative and what they're doing, and I want to financially support, there's also an opportunity for that as well. And you can fill that part out on this form as well. All that information will be sent to you after, like, sometime in March. But right now we're just kind of, like, getting information about who's interested. And then when applications open, we will send you the link so that way you can fill out the applications. Applications will close March, whatever the last date in March is. They're 31st, right? And then we will start having meetings so that way you can know about cost, details about, you know, if you want to pay out of pocket or raise support.
Or get some reparations.
There, come on, all the above. And then we will also be giving you tools and resources if you are interested in learning how to raise the funds for it. We'll also be talking to you about that, and you'll get training for that. And I'll just say this, that, you know, for 10 plus years, I served as a missionary, doing ministry, college ministry, and with the Impact Movement, you know, our ministry was to reach people of African descent. Mm-hmm. And so on college campuses, and even seeing that after doing that for 10 plus years and how God is kind of like wrapping me right back around to doing the same thing in a different way, is really dope. And with those, you know, that, you know, I've connected with for a long time. So I would just say, if you're interested, fill it out. If you have questions, I'll stick around for a little bit. I will say this. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. We had a marriage ministry event that we had to host. Then we had his dad's birthday, which was today.
Today.
Yes. So
it's everybody's birthday today.
Hey. And then we're coming here. So I will say that my energy levels is starting to crash. But I would love to talk to anybody that is interested in getting more information about any of those things. Oh, and last thing I will say this. If you are interested in being a poet for Spoken Word Elevated, or even if you want to be a vendor, because we also have vendor opportunities, come see us and we'll give you more information about that. We meet first Wednesdays of every month. We are in a transition mode, and more details about that coming soon, in terms of we will not be at the AMP after this month, but more details about where our next location will be coming up. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Patrice. Can we say speak on it?
Yeah.
And listen, when they roll that back out, y'all got to make sure y'all come out to those Spoken Word Elevated on first Wednesday.
Wednesdays of every month from 6 to 9.
And you got to make sure you get your tickets early.
Yes.
Because y'all run out fast.
Yes.
Like, it's that serious, y'all. Like, they be having a packed house pretty much every single night.
Yeah, and we also do something.
That's the reason I ain't been back in a while, because I ain't got my ticket.
well, something else that we do is actually, it's called therapy on the mic. And so we give people a minute or less to get something off their chest.
Mm.
And it's been really dope, because when I actually was a high school counselor, I started having a lot of high school kids that would come and they would do this.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they decided they wanted to start a poetry club at the school. And so it's just amazing to see how, like, your dream can be a part of somebody else's.
Wow.
And so whatever it is that your dream is, like, don't give up on it, because you never know who else is connected to it.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You're preaching tonight. Come on. Pastor, evangelist, minister.
And if you need therapy services, I am taking clients. So just letting you know.
Right. Come on now. You plug yourself. One more time for Patrice, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to bring Rome back up here. We're going to wrap this thing up, man. How y'all feeling, though? Y'all having a good time? Huh?
We need a commercial.
Come on. Now, listen. What?
Somebody wanted to sing something to.
We'll do that. We'll do that at the end. Yeah, we'll do that at the end. Yeah. Hey, real quick, how's the food? Y'all like the food here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, give it up for, hold up. Right. Y'all like the food?
Make some noise.
The Rome, that Rome special. And listen, make some noise for Black Leaf Vegan one more time. Everybody. This is Derek Slack. I'm going to have you come up here and sit down real quick and just tell us about this fine establishment that you have. Okay, or either one.
Everybody doing all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm Derek Slack. My wife and I, we own Black Leaf Vegan. It's not just a restaurant. It's a revolution because we want to revolutionize the way you eat, think, and live. You know, live a healthier, wealthier life. So my wife is a nutrition coach. My doctorate work is in organizational leadership with an emphasis on helping minority-owned businesses grow. So anybody, you know, putting together a business cohort where you guys get together and learn all about the ins and outs of how to run your business, how to scale your business, how to, you know, do all the things from the beginning to wherever you want to go, however you want to manifest it. Borrow from the future, not from our past. You borrow from our past too much. Say, oh, I don't think I can do this. We borrow from the future, what you intend to do, and say, look, I'm already living it. I just need to catch up to the time. So this is Black Leaf, so y'all welcome to come back anytime. Yeah. The Rome special is dope. Everybody give it up for Rome special. Rome special is always a hit, but we have a full menu that you guys can have. We are actively pursuing a second location, which should be open by this summer, because I'm manifesting it. Again, I'm borrowing it for my future.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, hopefully we're going to have the poetry nights back in gear. We're going to have all of these things that's going to be happening here. But we need your support by just showing up and telling somebody, right? Y'all see a dope movie, y'all ain't going to benefit from it. But y'all going to tell somebody else, you need to go watch this movie.
That's it.
Right? The thing about us, you will benefit from it when you tell other people. Because, you know, the more and more Black businesses thrive, and we support everybody. You see our wall? Every vegan, Black vegan restaurant there is in town is on that wall, right? And they probably have never stepped foot in here, but that's all right.
Unfortunately.
The point is, we support everybody. And the more and more we do that, the more contagious it's gonna be. So Stokes and I, we go back, you know, 15 years, and we've been supporting each other ever since. You know, even if it's not physically, you know, seeing each other, share a post, do this, click on this, listen to that. That's what we need. That's what we need in 2024 to help support each other, right? All right, each one tell one. What y'all gonna do? Y'all got an assignment.
We'll spread the word. What's the address?
335 West 9th Street, coming down. We are in 9C, 335 West 9th Street. We are in 9C. We are Black Leaf Vegan. We're on Google. We're on every single platform, you know, at Black Leaf Vegan. Come out and support. We just got a $10,000 grant from the Indiana Pacers.
Yes, sir.
You know, so the Indiana All-Stars paid for us to get women-owned certified. So we are women-owned certified. We're about to get Black on business. You have a question. What's up?
Are you open every day?
We're open 7 days a week.
Yes, sir. You don't get that everywhere. You don't get that everywhere.
No. You don't get that nowhere. There's no vegan restaurant open 7 days.
Ooh.
So Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. Unless there's an event going on, we stay open whenever. You know, Rome was like, man, can we just stay open a little longer? I was like, whatever, right?
Don't say that. We'll be here all night.
Ever do an event has never paid a dime to be here.
Wow.
Right? Just use your time. If you need a platform, what? This is your third, fourth time coming here? And he was like, man, I'm looking for a place. I was like, why are you looking for a place? You're in a place.
Yeah.
Right? You remember that conversation?
That's what's up.
So, y'all got an event, you have a party, you have a baby shower, whatever it is. We support Black. We Black mixed with Black. I love that shirt. Ooh. You got that shirt on. That's all. Thank you.
Give it up one more time for Derek Slack, everybody. Yes, sir. I got to stay on his good side because one of his oldest daughters is one of my students. So.
Yeah.
That'd be a side conversation. Anyway, that was awkward.
So, real quick, beforehand, too, we going to wrap up, you know what I mean? But one of the things that we really want to do is hear back from y'all about how this experience was.
Yes, sir.
And different ways that you guys can tap in with us. So Malachi, he has an Unapologetics podcast, right?
Yep.
But he also has a platform called Patreon, which you can tap in with him on a monthly level so he can create more bold, unapologetic conversations like the one we had. on top of that.
I'm about to say, by that same token, Rome Herbert also has a platform, coincidentally called Patreon, in which you can support him financially month to month, or a regular subscription, if you if you will, to fund and fuel his mission and his vision through his music and through his everything attached to that. My bad, the door. It sounded like somebody was alone. Right. Right. But listen, I try to be very serious about supporting black owned businesses and supporting black people and supporting black community. And so we invite you all to tonight to support one of your own, you know what I'm saying? Support Rome, support me. In any way that you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's like $1, $3, you know, your coffee money, you know what I'm saying? Or even more if your heart is in that place, or if you have that kind of ability. Either way it goes, like, we just want y'all to support us, even if even as simple as following us on Instagram and everything, scanning the QR codes that we have. We just want to exercise building a community of support. My bad, Keith. Oh, there
and
we go.
So here's the thing, though. So we have some technical issues we ran into. The QR codes are not able to be scanned, but I have one I was able to pull up on my phone. You feel me? Unfortunately, can somebody try to scan this real quick? I'm guessing you probably can't.
They're going to zoom in.
No, so that one actually isn't the one to the link we're trying to get to, though. Can y'all get that?
Right.
How's it looking?
We might have to hit them up on the one-on-ones like that.
Okay.
After the show.
So what? There we go. So what's gonna happen is what I'm gonna do now. I'll just pass the phone around.
Not pass the phone around.
Yeah. I'll just pass the phone around. So while that's going on, y'all can just scan it, fill out the feedback form, and if you're interested in learning more, you can scan that QR code. But other than that, we just wanted to wrap up. As y'all filling out that form and just talk a little bit about the experience.
Yes, sir.
And where we plan on going.
Where we going again? Rome, where we going again? Say that into the mic, brother. Say that into the mic. Don't forget, we on the podcast, bro.
So we are also applying to go to Ghana. You feel me? And we are wanting to elevate our spoken word in a place we've never been before. You know what I mean?
And once again, that place is Ghana.
That place is Ghana. So really, the whole reason we even like want to gather people so that y'all see us on our journey as we're doing it, you realize, because oftentimes we're in an individual mindset because of American hyper-individualism. We often just think about it, all of our dreams, our endeavors is for ourselves. But we want to break that and think about the collective action we can take. I would love everybody in this room.
Everybody.
Come to Ghana with us. Apply at least.
Right.
Like, don't let this just be a moment. Scan that QR code they have. Or if you missed it, get with them. Let's all go there. Why can't we?
Let's go to
Don't
Ghana.
Don't let it be us. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, I would love each and every one of you to come to Ghana with us.
Hold on. Y'all need to be making some noise for that. We trying to go to Ghana. All of us. But, hey, man, listen, bro. I just want to say, Rome, man, happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday to you, too, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, birthday, brothers.
That would be appropriate.
Yes, it would.
Come sit over here. Yeah, I want you to sit over here. So I get this microphone together. And we ain't got time either.
But he is single, ready to mingle.
And so is Rome. Listen. Y'all see this smile? Look at that smile. He trying to hold it back. Yeah.
I'm not holding that, man.
He can rap. He can sing.
Say what time? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't even know. You talking about the exact time? Mm-hmm. I have no clue.
Brother Malachi, what time was you born?
11:22 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, 22.
So, yeah, that's something like. And so, what does it take to get to Ghana? One thing it takes is you need to have your passport. So, make sure you get passports if you're going, right?
We're trying to get some funding for that, too. So, you know, that's another reason.
So, what version would you like?
Shoot, there's like 3, 4, 5 of them, right? Oh, Lord. Let's start regular, and then we're going to elevate. Spingo. Yeah, Spingo on it. Who's leading? You came up here.
Happy birthday to you. Is that the right one?
Yes, start with that.
A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You're
feeling wrong. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. What you got next?
Happy birthday to you. Shaka. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Now I can take you to church. Oh, wait a minute.
Taking
the church with Harmony. Come on, Ashley. Okay, spin a rap to it. Where's the end of the
y'all? Sing Mama version, Mama Church version.
Mama Church version. You know this one? All
right. For all the apostolic folk in there.
A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you.
Come on, church.
May you feel Jesus near every day.
I never heard this.
A happy birthday to you. And the best year you ever had.
I'm on the
happy birthday. Hey. So may God bless and keep you. May his face ever shine upon you and always give you his peace. Amen.
32. Amen.
How old are you, bro?
Amen.
28.
28.
Yeah.
Oh, the baby.
All
right. Baby boy.
Yeah. He actually was due on the 27th.
Oh, wow.
And he refused to come. I went into labor on my due date. And he was like, I'm not coming. Y'all got to come and get me.
This is the reason why, like, it take me a while to get up. I had to have several alarms. I'm like, why would I leave when this feels so good? You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. Like, why leave? Why leave?
It's warm in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
See, he hadn't had his coffee, so he didn't wake up.
I don't know why she keeps saying that. I don't even drink coffee like that. I'm a tea person.
Two more things.
We got to wrap up, yeah.
Before we wrap up, I believe we had two other people in the building want to show some love to.
Yeah, of course.
From BMG, I believe, had they wanted to give a shout out.
BMG.
You know what I mean, so if you get a shout out real quick to about the Black Men's Group. And then we also had somebody from the Black Church Coalition to
give a
quick shout out.
There is.
So, yeah. If you say something fast, just for us, you know what I mean, to highlight what the Black Men's Group is doing in the lovely city of Indianapolis.
All right. I see a whole lot of people who are already part of the Black Men's Group, and they don't even know it. Because guess what you got to be part of the Black Men's Group? And you care about the community, all right? And if you want to be a Black Man Group affiliate, then you qualify automatically, all right, sisters, my sisters. So look, we are check us out on Facebook and all the social media. We are doing a virtual family empowerment series. We had a great one last Thursday, but we're doing one this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to about 8:30, and we are calling it, because it's leap year day, we're calling it Black Man, Black Woman Unity Leap, because it's all about us being unified, not fighting each other, but really seeing what we can do together to build our community. All right, can we say amen on that one? All right, and then all you able-bodied men, we have an event that's called Mentor, and it's on Saturday, March 30th, and it's going to be held at the the Municipal Gardens Family Center over there on 18th and Lafayette Road. And this is an opportunity where you could teach a young man how to do things. Rome was a part. He kicked us off with a kickoff, a nice little cadence, a rap, an inspiration. Malachi taught young men podcasting. We teach young men how to tie a tie, change a tire, tie a bow tie, iron, table etiquette. I mean, we got probably 15 other stations making t-shirts, you name it. We're going to have a brother out there, drones. We're going to have a brother out there that's going to teach him about, you know, the big trucks and the gears and all that kind of stuff. So anything that tickles their fancy, we want to put a $10 gift card in the hand of every one of those young men. So if you want to contribute in that kind of way, look us up, www.blackmensgroup.com. All right, thank you for the opportunity. www.blackmansgroup.com. That sings a little bit. So, Black Men's Group, yes, .com. So, check us out. Check us out. Yes. All right. So, Sister Lori is going to represent Soul Sisters. And if you want to represent Soul Sisters, and it's not a griping session, it's what we appreciate about each other. We did in last year, we serenaded the women. So, it was a picture and verbal serenade of our sisters, and we put that just kind of in a nice format. So I might repeat that on our Facebook page. But God bless you all, and hey, stay with the power, all right? Empowerment is everything.
Yeah.
Give it up, give it up.
For the Black Men's Group one more time.
And like you said, we got somebody from the Black Church Coalition. This is something that Rome and I have been a part of before. And listen, I've seen a lot of organizations, black organizations, come and go in this city. But one that I've seen thrive in just a short amount of time and really make some real changes happen in our community. Raise your hand by any chance. Are any of y'all familiar with this mobile crisis response team here in Indianapolis? Does anybody know about that? That was them. That was us, the Black Church Coalition, that was able to make that happen. I'll have my man Jordan come up here and speak a little bit more about that. Wait, was it Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get my dates. Okay, gotcha. Real quick, Roy, you wanna plug in one more time? Yes.
Sure. So Troy Strike Select, you should check out the Select View sessions once a month, always on a Thursday, 7 to 9, and that's tight because we start on time and we end on time.
That's not nothing to do with y'all. Just know what you're getting into.
That's the dream right there. We're trying to get there.
Other thing, you can check out my podcast online. That's Back on Track.
It's easy to find that by typing in Troy Track Select, all one word, onto Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, whatever. It's always going to pop up. All right. That's it.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all come out. Give it up one more time for Roy, everybody. Jordan, you ready?
And while Jordan's getting those dates, okay, has everybody gotten a chance to get that form on the phone? Y'all filling it out too? Y'all almost done filling it out?
Keep on filling it out.
Locked out. Okay, so you probably didn't want to interrupt your.
No, you're good. Hey, shouts to, I'm just shouting out random people I see. My man Thomas Nealon is in the building, man. Give it up for Thomas. Poet, writer, graphic Thomas. Artist. What do you call it for people who sell apparel? What do you call that?
Apparel design?
He got a new drop today? Today? Hey, you might as well come over. It's all right. Hey, real quick, come up here and tell people where they can follow you. KP, you might as well get ready too. Chantel, you might as well get ready too. Y'all right in line. I know. They need to. Hey, what's up, Andrew? Good. My bad. I said your name, Roger.
Oh, is that Ozzy? What's up, Ozzy? How you doing?
Yes, I did, brother.
Sounds.
Hey, where can people follow you? Because, like, you got stuff all over this city, bro. I've seen your stuff downtown.
The crew neck is hard too, out the gate.
Man. Tarja? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You just came back from
You did that? No.
Hey, but listen, his stuff is cold, though.
I'm going to Target.
He just came back from Florida, too, man. That's good, bro. Like, what part?
Miami.
Miami. Okay. No, I'm sorry you had to come back to this. It's the coldest day of the week today, man. On our birthday soon. 60
degrees the other day.
Man, I appreciate that. But bring some more. But real quick, where can people follow you?
You want me to hold?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So you can follow me on Instagram, Thomas Kneeland Poetry. That's Kneeland, knee as a kneecap, and land as in what you walk on.
That's poetry right there.
Yeah. And I write poetry. I have a website at thomaskneeland.com. I've been invited multiple times to the Elevate Spoken Word. Just haven't been able to make it out yet. But I'm coming. I'm coming. It's happening. And then lastly, I did just drop some apparel today on my website. It's called, it's called If You Faint Not, If You Faint Not.
That's it. She's your promoter. Don't be dead.
Yeah, so you can find it on the website. It's in the header under If You Faint Not. So, yeah.
That's biblical right there.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, half a spit voice, man. Half a spit.
I'm not a spitter. I'm a reader.
He said he's super hot. One more time for Thomas, everybody. Thomas Kneeland. No, appreciate
Thomas
you, bro.
Kneeland.
Jordan, you still pulling it up?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I got y'all next time. Yeah, listen. All right, everybody, this is y'all listening. Okay, cool. Everybody, this is my man Jordan from the Black Church Coalition. I'm going to have him speak to y'all real quick about what we do and how you can get involved.
Yeah, so I want to first give out a shout out to Malachi. I met Malachi probably like around 3 years ago at a.
It feels like more.
Really, was it that long? Maybe. But it was at a random party, like right. Game night.
Right.
And we were having a lot of deep conversation, and he invited me into a space called the Black Church Coalition. And at the time, based off of the things that I was seeing in the world and even from my own experiences, I felt kind of powerless until being invited into this space. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to be a part of the largest black organizing body. In the city of Indianapolis, yes, maybe even in the state.
Definitely the state.
Yeah, I think it's the state. And so on Thursday, February 29th, we are assembling the Black Church Coalition. It's people of faith, goodwill, everyday people like you and I who have a story and who want to see our community do and be better. But what I've learned is that we all have agency in this. Yeah. And so if you'd like to exercise your agency, I invite you to come out on February 29th. We're going to be at Witherspoon Presbyterian Church. That's located at 3535 West Kessler Boulevard. And this is our final assembly before we take public action. During that public action, we're going to be inviting elected officials into the room, and we're going to be demanding some things. But this meeting on this Thursday is to get clear about what the issues we plan to demand are.
Right.
So come out. Again, it's Thursday, February 29th at 6:30 at Witherspoon Presbyterian Church, 3535 West Kessler Boulevard. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, bro. Okay. So, listen, make sure y'all come out. We don't just make these announcements just to make them. Like, we actually want to see us there because, like, this is our community. And, well, they ain't taking care of it for us. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's show up for ourselves. Let's do that. We got anything else, man?
No, with that, thank y'all so much for coming to.
I got a poem for Rome. Is that all right?
Oh, you got a poem for Rome? Man. For me?
I'm dead.
This was not planned.
Right. Unprecedented.
Poem for Rome. It's for Rome, but it's also for all the black men in this room.
Oh.
Just who do you think you are?
Oh, well.
Trying to rain on my parade? Being ants in my salad bowl, living in this masquerade. I don't grow from the knee, so don't ever call me a Negro. I expand from my mind, and from my thoughts is where I grow. I am a black man, a strong warrior king, innovative and sophisticated, one superb human being. I have survived the Middle Ages. I have survived the Middle Passage. I have survived your whips and chains and you perceiving me to be a savage. I fought for your freedom. I slaved for your riches. I fought to protect my queens when you called them whores and witches. I am a black man, the closest thing to God. I am Nat Turner revolting. I am Sinke taking to Amistad. I dug a path to freedom. I helped Harriet build that train. I have survived all the storm that endured so much pain. I am a buffalo soldier, a dreadlock rasta. I am black and I am free. No more will I call you master. No more will I sit in the back of the bus. I won't stand in the back of the line. You can't make me eat in the kitchen. God said victory shall be mine. Yeah. I am Booker T, W.E.B. Carter G. Huey, Bobby, and Muhammad Ali. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
The sunshine in my smile can eliminate the clouds. I'm Christmas addicts, Charles Drew and Bill Pickett. I've kept my spirit high, though so long you've been so wicked. I'm Charles S. Johnson, Richard Wright and Langston Hughes, Jesse Owens and Jackie Robinson. I invented the blues. I choreographed the March on Washington, telling the world about my dream. I've been used and abused, yet still emerged as a king. Like the phoenix from the ashes, I have risen from despair to be doctors and lawyers, senators and mayors. I am a black man. Yeah. I shall live forever. I am Colin Powell, Malcolm X, Red Fox, and Mega Evers. I am Bill Russell, Ray Charles, James Baldwin, Arthur Ashe, James Baldwin Johnson, Marcus Garvey, Grandmaster Flash. Yeah. I invented bebop and hip-hop and the light that makes you stop. I invented the running man, the snake, the mashed potato, and the wop. I am stronger than steel. I am faster than sound. More powerful than locomotive can leap tall buildings with a single bound. I am a survivor. I get my energy from God's hand. I am truly blessed with life. I am Rome perfect. Woo! Black man. Woo! Oh!
What just happened?
Said you're a black man. That's what you said.
I think that means you got to do something too. Oh
my God. Right now?
Yeah,
oh,
he
about
to hear some Malachi.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to do it off the dome, but. Oh, man. I don't know how to. What am I supposed to do after that? Right. What am I supposed to do after that?
I was ready for that.
I'm still dumbfounded. Like, I'm still processing what happened. Hold on. Let me pull up a poem real quick. Wow. Give it one more time for Derek Sykes, everybody.
I wasn't ready for that.
You know what? I do have a birthday poem.
Yeah.
I like. I know, right? It's like, what is that? What is that? This isn't memorized, okay? That's for the paid events. Okay, but no, I love y'all. I love sharing this poem with folk. This is called, y'all heard from my mother, I was supposed to be born on the 22nd, and then obviously we were born on the 24th of February. So this poem is called February 22nd through the 24th, 92. Dear iridescent white, I can't breathe. I have a collapsed lung. Mama says when I was born, my skin was gray, as silver as the moon when werewolves wander, who weren't actually wolves, just super hairy men you only see at night, because they were feared of on-site judgment from the daily public jury. It was 11:22 a.m. at St. Vincent, my dad's middle name, Vincent. He wanted to name me I-Man, which means I'm a man. Grandma intervened with a prayer. Malachi, my messenger, or my angel, with failed wings, falling like two unfolded hands, once raised, I can't breathe. This is one story of how Black Lives Matter was born with asthma. Freddie Gray with a broken neck, requesting for his inhaler. Eric Garner in a chokehold, wearing a gray t-shirt, Black Sons Dying. In the custody of cupping white palms and arms, lungs and lips quivering, how will I live? February 24th, the day after Ahmaud Arbery was killed, 1992, the year of Rodney King. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you. I got sad in here all of a sudden. I had to change the vibe from all that hype to.
SDA.
Ghana. Woo!
But no. With that being said, like, I think that ties into why it's so important for us to learn to dream again. Because every day, someone's trying to kill our dreams. You know what I'm saying? But we, the fact that we live is a testament that that dream is still alive. You know what I'm saying? You're a testament that that dream is still alive, even on the cold nights. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got the warm hugs for the cold nights. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. And that's the reason why we need to go to Africa. That's the reason why we need to go to Ghana. You feel me? So we can feel that sense of restoration. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of Psalm 23 where it says, he restores my soul. Yeah. When you think about the scriptures, the verses that are around that, he leads me beside still waters. And the one that comes after that, let's see, my bad, I'm pulling up scriptures here. Help me out, y'all. I know y'all got to memorize. We got that one. My bad, my notes went away because but anyway, what I'm trying to say is I think what that scripture tells us that oftentimes restoration is attached to a location. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
It's a place. Oh, there it is. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. So even when we go to valleys and shadows of death and everything, he's with us. But restoration is always attached to a place. So for black people here in America, our restoration is found here amongst us, ourselves and our community, but reaching even further and deeper than that, it's found in Africa.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
So come with us.
So come with us, y'all. Come with us. Where are we trying to go?
Ghana.
Oh, they kind of laughing with that one. Hold on, yeah.
They finally got the message.
Where are we trying to go?
Ghana.
I love it. Make some noise for y'all, son. I think that's where we can end.
Uh-huh.
Man, I know I'm still processing.
That part was hard.
Right, Derek messed me up, bro.
But once again, thank y'all so much for coming out. Feel free to fellowship, talk with one another, the whole nine, and thank you so much, like, getting to celebrate the birthday in this area, in this time. It's a real thing for me. I feel very appreciative for every last person that's here. We hope that y'all were blessed by it. And, yeah, we're going to keep moving forward in power. You know what I mean? So, much love, and that concludes.
Now, with that being said, this is the Unapologetics Podcast. We're here. We are unapologetically black, unapologetically Christian, and unapologetically going black to Africa. Where are we going, y'all?
Ghana.
With no apologies.